We're going into chapter 3 today, but before I leave chapter 2, I want to look at verse 21 of chapter 2. Paul said, "I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." This word frustrate, which means to make ineffectual, or to bring to nothing, or to balk at, or to obstruct or impede. Paul is saying, "I do not bring to nothing the grace of God." Paul knew that it was only by the grace of God that he was what he was. He knew that the life he was living by the law was not pleasing to God. Even though he was blameless concerning the law, yet he knew that he was not right with God, even though he obeyed all of the laws of Moses. Paul knew it was only by the grace of God that he was privileged to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, even after he had tried to destroy it. Paul said, "I do not bring to nothing the grace of God. For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ died in vain." Paul is saying, if righteousness came by the law, I didn't need Christ. Concerning the law, I was blameless. I would have been as righteous as you can get if that was the way that righteousness came upon mankind. Paul said, "No, sirree, Bob. My righteousness did not come by my workings of the law, by my obeying the laws of Moses. My righteousness came when I obeyed the voice of God that I heard on the Damascus road." Paul, now having concluded his defense of the gospel he preached, he now turns to the subject of his concern for the Galatian church. In verse 1 of chapter 3, he said, "O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received you the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministered the Spirit to you and worked miracles among you, does he do it by the workings of the law or by the hearing of faith?" In verse 1, Paul was calling the Galatians foolish. The term foolish has taken on a certain element of sophistication in the English language that softens its meaning. Paul was not saying they were stupid, but in the sense of failure to use one's power of perception rather than a natural stupidity. Paul asked, "Who hath bewitched you, before whose eyes the crucified Christ was publicly portrayed?" He wanted to know one thing: had they received the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Did they expect to complete in the flesh what was begun in the Spirit? Paul asked them, "Are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you made perfect by the flesh?" They had begun in the Spirit. Their spiritual career as Christians was entirely spiritual. It was by one Spirit that all of them had been baptized into one body, whether Jew or Greek. With the spiritual act of faith on their part and receiving the gift of spiritual graces and power, Paul went to them preaching the gospel, laying hands on them, and the Holy Ghost coming down to witness the reality of his presence, both with signs and miracles and power, the gift of prophecy, the gift of tongues, the interpretation of tongues, the discerning of spirits, gifts of healings, which attended the preaching of Paul's gospel. Receive you this by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.